So the Gemara has a discussion in terms of the chashivas of Mikra Megillah. The Gemara goes so far as to say that we're mevatel Talmud Torah for Kriyas Megillah. And the conversation ensues. What does that mean? Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, the Yachid, Kavod HaTorah, etc. Mefarshim are bothered by this lashon of mevatlin. Mevatlin Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah. V'chi Mikra Megillah ain't a Torah? What does it mean? You're mevatel Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah? It's just another form of Talmud Torah. What kind of a lashon is that? Mevatlin, let's be mevatel Torah in order to do Mikra Megillah. And what's Mikra Megillah? Something else? So, many different terutzin are given to this kasha. In the Pardes Yosef HaChadash, which was written by a contemporary, Machaber, as a continuation of the work of the original Pardes Yosef. So he has an entire sefer on Purim, and he gathered about 15 different answers to this question. The first one being, as you would assume, that the Lashon Mevatlin is a Lashon Lav Davka. It's just a Lashon that Chazal used, but it doesn't mean to say that it's a bittel to Talmud Torah to read the Megillah. Why would that be a bittel? And some of the answers are similar to that, a little bit more kal. For example, that we're not referring to the etzem bittel of Talmud Torah mitzad kriyas Megillah. It's just a bittel Torah for a person to have to leave the Beis Medrash to go to shul. So the time that it takes for him to close the sefer and to go to the shul and to hear, so that's a bittul of Torah. Of course, it's what you need to do, but technically that's a bittul of Torah. Others say, maybe a little bit, less kal, but along the lines of, well, it's called bittul Torah because there's not just bittul Torah b'kamus, there's also bittul Torah b'eichus, such a musik like that. And if a person who's learning Beis Yosef Shulchan Aruch has to close it to go listen to the story of the Megillah, which he knows already 1,000 times. So, in terms of Eichus, that's called a Bittul. Okay, he's not held accountable for that because the mitzvah is. It doesn't change the din, but we're trying to understand why it's called Mevatlin Talmud Torah. Maybe it's a Bittul Torah, not just in Eichus, but like we said before, in Yediyas HaTorah. You already know the story of the Megillah. So, there's also an inyan of accomplishing and covering new ground. And so, on that level, there's an aspect of Bittul. There's some more difficult answers. For example, the Maril Diskin says that because the Gemara concedes, we don't know what some words in the Megillah mean, ha-chashtranim b'mei ha-ramachim, so who knows what that is. So it could be that that's called bittul Torah, because if you don't know what those words mean, that's called a bittul. Chaim Kaniski challenges that, and he says, what do you mean? You may not know what specimen of horses it is, but you know that it's a horse. So if you don't know exactly what type of a grasshopper it is, so it's called bittul Torah, you know the idea. And the rest of the Megillah, what? It's that... The whole thing is Bittul Torah now? Or maybe Maral Diskin meant that because you don't know those words, we have the license to call it Mevatlin, although it's not really Bittul. Others say more Lundisha Mahalchim, like the Chachma Shleiman, the Chazanish agreed to this, and maybe even the Brisker Rav, although he said it a little bit differently, that once a mitzvah has a shame, Acher, it can't have two shemes. So the way that the Chachma Shleiman would package this was, when Chazal defined the inyan of Mikra Megillah as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai, it's no longer in the category of mitzvahs Talmud Torah. It can't be both. If it's mitzvahs Mikra Megillah, that's called mevatlin Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah. Of course, it has the same attributes of limud, and it could smell like, feel like, look like Talmud Torah, but it's not called Talmud Torah. Not community being, would you get schar limud for that? I don't know. You get schar Mikra Megillah, but would you get schar limud ha-Torah for that? Says the Chazanish. It's categorized as something completely different, which is a very lumdish mahalach to that, which not everybody agrees to. Other achronim say, why not? It can't be mekayim two mitzvahs at one. It can't be this and also be that. The Beis Ephraim has the most radical approach to answering this question. And he says that Megillas Esther is not bechlal, the Sifrei Nevi'im and Ksuvim, that it's called limud. And everybody jumps down his throat and says, what do you mean? So if you learn Megillas Esther, that's not called Talmud Torah at all, that's not called Chavdal. So all the drushes of Chazal in Maseches Megillah are Bechlal what? We're just talking about some random text and it has nothing to do with Sifrei Nevi'im and Ksuvim. How could that possibly be? Anyways, so we have already a number of different approaches to try to understand that, but it's hard to find a teretz which is really, Miyashev is Adas, to feel like, that makes sense, Mevatlin Talmud Torah. What's interesting, in terms of an attempt perhaps to give another perspective on this, is that The Gemara says, yes, mevatlin mikra megillah for talmud Torah for mikra megillah, but it also says mevatlin is havoida. The Kohan and the Levim were mevatil the avoidas hamikdash to come listen to mikra megillah. So not only do we find a lashon of mevatlin talmud Torah, we're mevatlin also the avoidas of mikdash. So perhaps we can say the following thing. The Gemara, in this conversation of Kriyas HaMegillah by night and by day, it's worded very interestingly. Rishu ben Levi says that Chad Kriyas HaMegillah balayla v'lashanoisa bayayim. Very, very interesting formulation. To which the Gemara questions and says, what does it mean l'shanoisa? Does it mean that we have to learn the Mishnayis? Of course not Mishnayis. It means to say it once and to say it again. That's really what it is. But l'maisa v'lashanoisa is a funny way to say that. And what does that even bring out, to do it once and to do it again? Perhaps it even has shmeks of shnai mikra becha targum in that, but we're not going to go into it now. Because we do find targum in the Megillah itself. The Gemara notes that very strongly. But be that as it may. U'lashanay sebayayim. What's the havamina? That it's a lashon of vishinantum levanecha, lashon shinun. Which makes us wonder. Perhaps the mikra Megillah is Takalim et hatayr, as it says, Ulashanaisa, Vishinantam, that Havamina still stands. But not in the way that it's teaching us to learn Torah Shabbat Pavit, but there has to be a mikra. But it could be that the category and the definition of mikra Megillah is twofold. Let's analyze a little bit more that sugya, Rishu ben Levi. So, from where do we know that we have to have mikra Megillah? So the Gemara brings two different psukim, of which Rashi says that we see from here, Elakai Ekra Bayoim of Alayla, Rashi says, Zecher to the Tzaakas of Bnei Yisrael Bayoim of Alayla. And also, Lamani Zemechavah Valeidim Hashem is also a Lashon of Tefillah. So we see that Mikra Megillah is really an expression of Tzaakah and Tefillah. Even Kriyasa Zuhalayla is an Indian of that it's a Hallel, it's a Shira. I mean, there's different types of Shiras of Tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is a Hallel, and we know that there's so many different Lashonis of Tefillah, maybe Asar Lashonis, Chazal say. And each one is very unique. But what we see from the psukim and from what's going down in the Gemara is that Mikra Megillah is a form of a tefillah. And in fact, the Magen Avraham brings that the Kriyas HaMegillah is a form of tefillah, and that's why it needs to be done l'chatchila ba'asara. Just like any other form of tefillah, when yes, you could daven a tefillah siyachid, but we get together as a tzibur to daven, and it's a tefillah b'tzibur. So Mikra Megillah, he says, is a tefillah b'tzibur. On the other hand, we find that there's a component of Talmud Torah when it comes to Megillah, not just from the Lashon HaLishanais, and not from the fact that you are making a kriya from a sefer in Ksuvim, but on top of that, we find that we bring it to the Bima, and we read it like we're reading from the Torah. Does the Gemara not say that it's called a sefer, and it's called an Igeres? And there's halachas when it comes to writing the Megillah that are similar to that of writing a sefer Torah. It's called sefer. So we do it during davening, at the same time that we actually, during the day at least, where we would make a kriyasa Torah, right? We read Vayavav HaMalek, and then we go from there to reading the Megillah. So it's part and parcel of the davening in a way where, yes, it's part of the tzuras HaTefillah. It's not like we daven, and then later on in the day, we gather it together and come and say, let's do Mikra Megillah, everyone. No, it's part of the Ma'ariv, and it's part of the Shacharis, which means that it's part of the Seder HaTefillah, but it's done in a way, especially in the daytime, that it's part of the Kriyas HaTorah. It's an extension of Kriyas HaTorah. So perhaps you could say it like this. Really, there's two components to Mikra Megillah. That it is a shame tefillah, and it also has a shame Talmud Torah. By night, where there's no Kriyas HaTorah, so Mimela, it has more together of a Shira, a tefillah, etc. It's more of a tefillah at night. But by day, it takes more of the persona of a Liman HaTorah. And that would fit very nice into the Lashon of the Gemara. Why do we have to see l'shanaisa and then the Gemara says we have a haman? Maybe it means Talmud Torah, because it is Talmud Torah. So it goes like this. By night, it has more of an ikr tefillah, but tafel is the inyan that it's a mikra. But by day, it's more of a kriya, more of a Torah, and tafel to that is tefillah. But it's really both. It's Torah and tefillah biyachad. What does this sound like? It sounds like the shla. What does the shla say? The shla says that there's a maila that Sefer Tehillim has, that when you learn or say Sefer Tehillim, it's not just a tefillah, it's also a kiyum of mitzvah Talmud Torah too. Because it certainly is the Tfilas of David HaMelech, but it's also one of the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. So says the Shlomo, that's what David HaMelech meant when he said that anybody who learns my Sefer, it should be as if they're learning the Gaon Minhalos. Now, and the Shlomo says, of course that Tfilas is Niskayim, although the Nefesh HaChaim wonders about that, maybe it wasn't Niskayim. But Naniach that all the Tfilas of David were answered. That's the Pashtus, yeah? So that means David HaMelech said, Halavai that it should be like the government. Allah says to the Shlach, that means that David HaMelech's Tfilah was Niskayim, that anybody who says to Hillim, he is Kiyim as if he's learning Mishnayis. He's learning the Golem and Aholos. Which maybe that's exactly what the Ula Shanayis is bringing out. Ula Shanayis means that when you say Mikra Megillah, it's as if you're learning the Golem and Aholos. I mean, it has a Kiyim of Talmud Torah. So it could be that in that sense, Mikra Megillah is Doimet Tehillim. Because we do find such a musaq like that in another Sefer and Tanakh, the Hainu, that it's Mitzvah Talmud Torah and Mitzvah Tefillah B'Yachad. So if that's the case, perhaps we can answer the question we said before. Because we said, although we began the sugi by saying, how could you say Mevatlin Talmud Torah from Mikra Megillah, what type of a lashon is that Bittul, your mother? It's called a Bittul Torah. But then we also raise the point that it says Mevatlin the Avodah for Mikra Megillah. So perhaps Mevatlin has nothing to do with the concept of Bittul Torah. Mevatlin is more of a lashon of bittul chad betray, meaning the fact that Mikra Megillah has both components of what? Avoida and Torah. So because Mikra Megillah is both Torah and Avoida, Avoida zu tfila, so when it comes to Talmud Torah, why are we mevatl Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah? You know why? Because Mikra Megillah is chad betray. Mikra Megillah is both Torah and tfila. So we're mevatl Torah chad betray because Mikra Megillah is both Torah and tfila. And that's the same reason why it's Mevatel the Avoida, because Avoida in the Mikdash is Tfilas today. But since Mikra Megillah is both Torah and Avoida, so Mevatel the Avoida Chad betray to the Inyan of Mikra Megillah. So if we can understand Mikra Megillah as being both Torah and Tfilah, using the model of the Shlo, which he says by Tehillim, so we can understand a new definition in the Inyan of Mevatel, which comes out from the Gemara. Ulashanais is coming to tell you that it has a kin, yes, of Tavah. It could be two things. Certainly, even if you don't want to say that it could be Talmud Torah and another mitzvah, but here we have a model that it could be Tefillah and Talmud Torah too. So if we take that, so now the Mevatlina, again, is not just a lashon of we're going to do away with, it's not an Indian of Bittul Torah, just like it's an Indian of Bittul Avodah, it's Mevatlin Chabetray, like the classic lashon of Bittul when it comes to any other aspect of Bittul and Halacha.